If you're unhappy with the Gender Centre, you can make a complaint to us via the phone, in person, or in writing. You can make a complaint with the help of a support person who can help you write the complaint using our complaints form. Every complaint is formal, no matter how it was given. Any complaint we get is recorded with all the information on the problem itself, how it was attempted to be fixed, and the contact details of those involved. When we get a complaint, it is reviewed by the Executive Director of the Gender Centre for a first assessment, and then a plan is created for the next steps. If a complaint is simple, the Executive Director will check up on you to see if you're happy with the result, and if so, it will be marked as resolved. If the complaint is more difficult, the Executive Director will send a letter in writing with the details of the complaint and other contact details and go from there. Every complaint gets an assessment from the Executive Director to see what the next steps to take should be. The staff member looking over the complaint may get extra advice from an Ombudsman, Safe Work Australia, or other specialist advice. Unless the complaint has been solved simply, an investigation plan is made. The complaint is given to a complaint handler from our organisation or a third-party investigator. More difficult situations will involve the Executive Director and the Board Chairperson in the investigation process. An external investigator is considered when we have a lack of resources to do the investigation. They are also considered when the problem requires legal steps or breaches our contract. A plan is then made about what needs to be investigated, taking into account confidential information that the complainant wants to keep private. The complaint handler makes sure the process is fair and transparent. The process lets people involved have the right to know about claims against them and their right to reply. The complaint handler aims to find a fair solution and will welcome your involvement. In some cases, they can also act as a mediator between you and the accused person. The complainant handler writes a report on the investigation findings, and then the report is looked over by the Executive Director and a final decision is made. When the investigation is completed, you will get a written reply from the Executive Director. For difficult matters, this is delivered in person and you are given the opportunity to discuss the outcome. Once the investigation is completed, all documents are kept confidential and restricted. If you're unhappy with the complaint's outcome, you can get the matter reviewed again by the Executive Director or the Board President. You are told the outcome of the review in writing. If you are unhappy with the results, you can refer to an external service like the New South Wales Ombudsman.